It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lacaparral County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lacaparral County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And we say good morning to Josh Benega, Lacaparral Veteran Service Officer, who blazed a trail into the studio here today. And,
wasn't that hard.
Oh, no, it's really not that bad a storm.
But, no, I was expecting a lot worse.
Kind of a fizzler as far as big storms go, but it's kind of still an inconvenience. But,
you know, I was watching the weather last night, and they said the snow is twice as heavy as normal as it would be in, like, December or January because it's
heavy.
Warmer.
Got a lot of water in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, so be careful when shoveling out there.
You know,
take it easy.
What did they say? 1 inch of rain equals about 13 inches of snow. Well, they said that this snow is about 6 inches worth per 1 inch of rain.
Yeah, so that'll be good for the soil anyway.
Yeah.
But as long as we make it through another day here, we should be okay, and then start warming up again.
Yep.
All right. Well, let's glad you made it in today, and the
you
courthouse
too.
Is open today.
Yes, we are open today. There's a handful of staff there. So
okay. All right.
So, well, more than a handful, but okay. A lot of people made it in.
Very good. All right. Let's salute a veteran today, shall we?
Of course. Today we're saluting Private First Class Charles Anthony Carls. Charles was born on May 6, 1935 in Ortonville and passed away on September 9, 2012. He entered active duty in the United States Army on April 1, 1958. Was honorably discharged 2 years later on March 30th, 1960 at Fort Sheridan, Illinois. He was a light vehicle driver with Company A of the 31st Transportation Battalion. Spent 1 year, 7 months, and 11 days overseas for his service. So bulk of his time was overseas during peacetime. Some medals and ribbons that he earned were the Good Conduct Medal, and he was an expert shot with the M1 carbine. So we thank you, Charles, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation because, as we all know, freedom is not free.
All right. We always like to salute all the vets as
Absolutely.
We start out the show. Well, we're going to talk today about the VA updating the disability rating schedule for digestive system. Tell us about it.
Yeah, the Veterans Benefits Administration updated their schedule for rating disabilities, specifically pertaining to the digestive conditions. They sent out the press release on March 19th, but it's been in the works for a little bit. Changes add or modify rating criteria for 55 medical conditions in the rating schedule that incorporate medical advancements for treating certain disabilities and modern medical knowledge to compensate veterans more accurately. The three biggest changes will impact veterans and include new evaluations for celiac disease, irritable bowel syndrome, and hemorrhoids. Sounds like a pain in the behind to me.
No comment.
Beginning May 19th, celiac disease, which is an autoimmune disorder that impacts how the body processes gluten, that seems to be coming up a lot more, will have its own rating criteria specifically designed to address its disabling effects. Veterans with this condition were previously granted service connection and evaluated by analogy using rating criteria that range from 0 to 30%. Now, under a specific diagnostic code, veterans will be eligible for an evaluation rating of 0 to 80%, depending on how disabling the condition is or how severe the condition is. VA is also going to adjust the rating criteria for evaluating irritable bowel syndrome, also known as IBS. Previously, VA had offered 0, 10, and 30% evaluations for the condition. Yeah, they'll be entitled to 10, 20, or 30%. Evaluations based on the frequency of symptoms. Therefore, new rating criteria will always offer a compensable evaluation. Finally, VA addressed the evaluations for both internal and external hemorrhoids. Previously assigned a 0% evaluation if the condition was identified as mild or moderate. More severe ratings, a 10 or 20% evaluation was warranted. With the new rating criteria in the rating schedule, mild or moderate hemorrhoids will now qualify for a 10% evaluation. Just a few of the changes being made on how conditions of the digestive system are rated based on updated medical information, according to Josh Jacobs, the Undersecretary for Benefits. The updates will bring the rating criteria more closely in line with the stated purpose of the rating schedule, which is to provide evaluations based on average impairment of earning capacity for each and every veteran. There will be no change to any veteran's current rating based solely on these updates. If you currently receive compensation for a service-connected condition, you can apply for increased compensation. A reduction in evaluation will only occur if there is improvement in the disability sufficient to warrant a reduction under the former criteria. Claims related to these body systems that were pending on May 19th will be considered under both the old and the new rating criteria. Whichever criteria is more favorable to the veteran will be applied. You can go to the Federal Register webpage for the full list of conditions impacted in this schedule change. And for more information, you can go to the VA.gov website. Since September 2017, VA's updated the general rating schedule for the following body systems: dental and oral, endocrine, gynecological, disorders of the breast, organs of special sense, eye conditions, skin, hematologic and lymphatic systems, infectious diseases, immune disorders, nutritional deficiencies, musculoskeletal system, and muscle injuries, genitourinary and cardiovascular systems. So VA's, you know, using you know, medical research and updated medical treatments to compensate veterans better for conditions that they incurred or were aggravated because of their military service. So it's always a good thing.
That's right. All right. That's good information there, and that'll be in the Western Guard. Dodge Sentinel coming up next week.
Yep. And, come this week.
This week.
Yep. So there might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
And you'd be able to tell us how we can get a hold of that, right?
That is 1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. You can always contact our office. We're open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, but we are closed this Friday because of Good Friday. So just let everybody aware that it's a four-day week for government offices. And you can reach us by phone at 598-3445.
All right.
I do have an announcement. I was asked to share this from the Oscar Lee Post 177 in Dawson. Once again this year, we're planning on holding a flag retirement ceremony. It'll be held Tuesday, April 9th at the Hilltop Bar and Grill at 7 p.m. State Legion Commander Paul Hassing and his wife will plan on being in attendance. Actually, I have a meeting in the cities with the state commander earlier that day, so I'll tell him he can just follow me out here.
There you go. Yep. The blaze a trail for him.
That's right. We'll be having our monthly post meeting afterwards. You're welcome to attend. After the meeting, a lunch will be served. So this is for Legion members. Start collecting those old worn-out flags. See you Tuesday, April 9th. Thank you, Paul Iverson, Commander, Oscar Lee, American Legion Post 177, Dawson.
Okay.
And Dawson's got a few drop-off sites. You can drop off your worn, tattered, old flags. You can drop them off at Midwest Bank, Alice Mercantile, and Titan Machinery. And, of course, in Madison here, we have the courthouse. You collect them, too, don't you?
Yeah, we can take them over here if somebody wants to drop them off.
Yep, and I'm here at least once a week, so I can pick them up. And we have the flag disposal bin at the courthouse. Bellingham, and just drop them off at the American Legion. I collect them. I can collect them from there. Marietta, I'm not sure if they have a disposal site, but I would guess Senior Center, American Legion would be good places to check that out. Otherwise, we will see you next week.
All right. Sounds good. Well, have fun not playing in the snow. We'll,
I always do.
Yep. You got to throw a snow blower out, I suppose, again.
Get the snow blower. It might be some heavy stuff to move. I think they were calling this heart attack snow.
Yeah, you got to watch that. So you haven't had too much opportunity to blow snow here this year. So
No, but I, you know, it's greased up and ready to go. So.
All right, very good. All right, well, thanks, Josh. We'll see you again next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Josh Benega, Lac Parle Veteran Service Officer, Vets Info on the Air here on Q92.
Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lac Parle County Post 1656. And Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.